Just a little restraint. A little restraint.
Merry Christmas! Oh, it's wonderful to see you all and to see angels and sheep and wise men and some others that we're going to have. And bells. Does everybody have a bell? Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. First of all, I want to tell the parents and adults that later this evening we have two other services. At 8 o'clock is a family service, and then with lots of carol singing, and then at 11 tonight we will have a beautiful candlelight communion service. And other than that, here's what we're going to do. Everybody will need a bell, and if you don't know the words to O Come All Ye Faithful, you'll need a hymnal. It's number 41. We're going to stand in just a second. We're going to welcome in Christmas by ringing our bells, and then as we're ringing, the organ will give us an introduction and we will sing. Now note that we're not singing all of the verses of the hymns. So for O Come All Ye Faithful, we're doing verses 1 and 3. Okay, everybody, stand up. Take your bells. And let's ring in Christmas. You can keep ringing all the way through.
Oh,
right. If we could all be seated and take your bells and put them aside for now. We will use them again when we sing Joy to the World. But now please join me as we pray together. God, give us such love and wonder that with shepherds and wise men and pilgrims unknown, we may adore the Holy Child, the promised King, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
They didn't really have to leave because most of them have sung the songs we're about to sing for the last 3 weeks. And now I would like to issue an invitation to all the CPNS children, adults, any age that you are. I gave sheets out to those of you who are reading now, so you should jog your memory. We would like to have the Christmas choir of CPNS children please come up here. We'll try to arrange you by height. Come on along. Bring your music if you need it. Come on up.
Yeah.
The ushers will now come forward to receive our gifts. If you please bow your heads and let's pray. Loving God, today is truly a joyous night, and we look forward in love and joy to tomorrow and the birth of your Son, and we take this time to be mindful of all that you have given us and to be generous with our gifts, to return to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In just a moment, we're going to send the children back who are, participating in the pageant, and we provide the music for that. So I know we want to look at them, but we have to sing as well. So I think in most cases we're doing just the first and last stanza of these hymns. So remain seated, and we'll sing "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." And children, if you can come, even if you have to come up the center first, go down the side aisles. Let's do that now. Are we ready in the back, or do you need more time? We're not ready? Oh, we're ready. Okay. All right. The Christmas Story. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Number 25, Away in the Manger. To do one verse of that. We're ready. Continuing. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you great news. Good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Number 31, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Number 59, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks.
Number 59,
sheet ready. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We Three Kings of Orient Are, we should only need to sing it one time with the chorus. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Let's show our appreciation for all of those who have participated in our pageant tonight. Boys and girls, you may go back to your seats and take your bells, and let's all get ready to sing Joy to the World, number 41. We'll sing just the first and fourth stanza, and we'll stand as we sing. Let's wait just a second. All right, let's take our bells and start ringing and sing Joy to the World. Thank you for being with us at this children's service. Thanks for everyone who participated. And when you leave after the benediction, be sure to turn in the bells if they're not yours, and all of the hats and sheep costumes and all of that stuff, so we can do this again next year. Now receive the benediction. May the grace of the child of Bethlehem and the love of the God who sent him, love of God who sent him, and the spirit of Christmas, the Holy Spirit, be with us all this night and forever. Amen. Merry Christmas.